Hey everyone, it's Michelle Fawcett, the Dreaming Dilettante, coming out to you with our weekly creative podcast. So how are you? As you can tell, I have let go of the intro music for now. I think I'm going to spend some time learning a little bit more about my audio software, but for now, I think sometimes done is better than perfect. So I'm going to, it's very easy for me to sit there and spend, you know, hours trying to figure out how to develop, you know, something. I'm thinking like a new website. You know, I have an idea, oh, let me develop this website, and I could spend hours, you know, creating a website before I've even really worked out the content that's gonna be on the website. So I decided that I'm just gonna go with it for now and then see. I think it would be so much fun to have custom music made. I don't play an instrument. I've taken lessons, let's put it that way, of different things, but I do not play an instrument. That is on my bucket list, but it might be fun to have a little intro music. My husband does play guitar, so maybe I can see if I can get him to come up with a very simple little intro and outro to add to the podcast, just to make it a little more interesting. And I think it'll be more fun that way if it's kind of organic and just created in that way. So I have just spent some time. I was actually just relaxing in the studio, really, and I spent a little time working on a project that I had started yesterday, and I'm really happy with how it turned out, and I think I'm going to be making it into stickers. So that is going to be my next accomplishment. My next accomplishment is to really kind of master my Cricut. I've used it, and I think I shared on here before, I struggle with being creative or thinking digitally. I know I talked about this. And so creating in like Cricut Design Space and stuff like that, it feels like a completely different way of creating for me. So I still have to kind of master that. But I think that these would make great stickers, and I believe from my limited experience that'll be pretty easy. I know it's supposed to be very intuitive and it's an easy thing to use. I think I just have a mental block on it. So I'm gonna spend some time kind of mastering it. I want to get a printer for the studio. So I've been looking at printers, and I'm gonna bring my Cricut and my Cricut supplies here to use. Because this is where I'm hoping at some point I'll be sending out goodies for my shop. So, but that's a little bit down the road. But I thought it'd be a fun way to kind of master Cricut and being able to make some stickers that I think will look fun in my planners. I love using stickers. I'm kind of obsessed with them right now. I like using them in memory keeping. I like using them in my planners. I think I've talked a little bit about my non-plan planner. My husband's always laughing because he says, you have so many planners and you love plan, but I hate plans. But I think I know I've talked about that a little bit on here, but basically I like to have containers, and I like them to look fun and inviting. Otherwise I won't use them. And it took me a while to kind of get that that's the point of creative planning. I have been doing faith journaling in a creative format, and it's been fun because I use a happy planner for that, and then I have I should do a video on it. I've been hesitant to do a video on it because I don't know how to do it, but I guess if I shared it on the blog, because of the, I feel like it would be understood. I don't want it to come off as I don't feel like I'm Christian enough for Christian planning and secular enough for, I don't know. I don't really, I'm not, I just do my thing, and I've always liked different, if I find something that I like and that works for me and feels authentic, I kind of adopt it. And that's really what the dilettante is for me. I don't feel like I have to, sign on for everything. Does that make sense? I would have been a big fan of auditing college classes, if that makes sense, where you can go and just kind of take the classes that are interesting to you, but you don't have to necessarily sign up for all of it. And what I've been doing is I've been using a Happy Planner, one of the big teacher ones, and I've been using it to take notes and make space each day for my spiritual practice. And I'm really more comfortable, I think, with a spiritual practice term. It is faith, but it's my faith. So it's unique to me, as I think faith is supposed to be, right? But it doesn't look like everything, which is why it doesn't look like most faith planner thing videos that you would watch. Maybe that's where I'm going with it. So that it doesn't feel like, I think if I shared it, you know, in a vast audience, it might be misconstrued as something that's not typical faith planning, if that makes sense. I know, you know, it's like doing a junk journal, but it's not a real junk journal because you're using other things. I don't know. That's why I'm not a big fan of labels. It's just kind of like, hey guys, this is what I'm doing. And letting that be enough. I feel like maybe that would be an interesting package. And I think that's why the Dilettante has stayed with me all these years, because it's more of a catch-all for all the things that I'm doing. But the long and the short of it is, one of the things I use my faith planner for is I read different books each day, different prayers, things that I'm connecting with God with and source. And I say God and source only because I use the terms interchangeably, and I like to keep things broad enough that maybe we can all kind of get something from it. But I'm using stickers and things like that to decorate the pages where I take my notes based on what it is that I'm reading. And I love it. And I've been wanting to design my own stickers, and I'm kind of working on some things and some ideas for stickers. And it's a challenge too, because everything is so much about branding. And as I said, you know, I'd love to have some stickers with Bible quotes and things like that on it, but I don't feel like that's all. There's also some really beautiful quotes that I found in my metaphysical books that I've been studying. So, you know, I wonder what that would look like, right? Maybe that's just, you know, you put it out there and see what happens. I don't know. But if you'd like to see a video on that, or you're interested in learning more about it, do comment or send me a message, and I'll see if I can get a video up to share on the blog. And maybe, you know, it could be its own category in case you're somebody who's just, that's not something that you're interested in. But I guess it has a category, so you can always sort it through. I don't know. I'm always trying to share. It's interesting, and I guess that's where art comes in. Trying to share the authentic myself, right? I'm trying to share my authentic self with people, but in a way that doesn't exclude people, because I feel like even if I'm leaning one way or believing a certain thing, I love hearing and honor the journeys of everyone else. So I don't like to have things that keep barriers between us. Do you know what I mean? So if somebody was an atheist, I don't feel like that would mean that we couldn't sit and have an amazing conversation about life and purpose and all those kinds of things, or art or music, or, you know, where to get a great cheesecake. I don't know why cheesecake, but, you know, that's where I'm at. So I try to keep it open and not have anything be too specific. But sometimes in doing that, it's almost like I'm watering myself down. And maybe that's where art comes in, you know, where we can share our truth. And what's really fun, it's probably one of the reasons why I like collage and abstract art. You can share your truth in ways that are revealed to people who get it. And if it's not their thing, because people will see themselves in art, right? So you see your own self when you look at art, and they'll get what they'll get from it. And it's not as specific as, you know, putting a title on something, if that makes sense. So that's where I'm at. I am working on making stickers. I am trying to master technology and meld it with my creativity, and trying to think creative. I've been doing pretty well with my Procreate. I'm working on some new products, but really trying to just kind of find my own style in Procreate, and using digital products. technology, you know, using technology to create some art that I want to use, to be completely honest. I'm trying to make the things that I want to use, the things that I enjoy using. So, you know, decorative papers and collage sheets and things like that. I'm dying to make some zines, and I know they're supposed to be real simple. I'm just kind of trying to find a topic and, you know, what's it going to look like, and what's the page, what are the pages going to be? And I just love the idea of making one and kind of having different themes and stuff like that to share. So who knows? I'll get there eventually. And then by the time I get there, there'll be 20 other things to fill the place. And I think that's what's so wonderful about creative energy. You know, it's there to keep us moving forward and to constantly challenge us to make new. And I think that's supposed to be the fun part of it, right? So I would love to hear, what are you making? What kind of creative things are you working on? What things are you stuck on? How do you feel about labeling your art? You know, do you find it do you find it tough to maybe feel like you're being forced to pick a specific medium and you know, be that kind of painter or be a sculptor or whatever? And I wonder if you're finding it a challenge to stick to one thing, as I do. Or maybe you're on the other end of the spectrum where you're trying to expand outward into your creativity, and you just feel like you keep doing the same things over and over. Or maybe you're landing somewhere in the beautiful between, and I would love to hear your thoughts and whatever's going on with you as far as all that's concerned. So please do comment. If you don't feel comfortable commenting on the site, of course, you could send me a message. I would love to hear from you. I truly would. So please don't hesitate if you have thoughts or anything like that. So that's it, everyone, for this week. I hope you're having a great day, and I will be back again next week. Take care.